is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A dangerous wind advisory is back in effect for parts of Southern California devastated by this past week's wildfires. Pasadena Fire Chief Chad Augustine.
This next 24 hours is going to be so important to get through and making sure that we don't have any more fire spread.
The National Weather Service has reissued its warning for wind gusts up to 70 miles an hour for parts of L.A. and Ventura counties. Correspondent Dave Malkoff is in La Cañada.
We've got a lot of firefighters up there on the mesa that we were with. We had from the local areas. We had from Cal Fire, from JPL. Firefighters were from JPL. We had the inmate firefighters with us, and they're bringing in new firefighters from all over the state and all over the neighboring countries.
Pete Hegseth's chances of winning confirmation in his bid to be the next defense secretary have just gotten stronger. Republican Joni Ernst, the Senate's first female combat veteran and a pivotal swing vote, says she's in favor after questioning President-elect Trump's pick.
Will you support women continuing to have the opportunity to serve in combat roles?
Yes, women will have access to ground combat roles, combat rows, given the standards remain high.
A hearing will be held this morning for Pam Bondi, Mr. Trump's choice to head the Justice Department. Lawmakers in the House have passed a GOP-sponsored bill that would ban transgender students from competing on girls' sports teams. Speaker Mike Johnson.
Biological men competing against women poses a threat to the safety of our girls.
Democrat Ayanna Pressley voted against it.
You are punching down on the most vulnerable and exacting harm on everyone.
The proposed law calls for withholding federal money from schools that don't comply. Despite ramped up negotiations toward a ceasefire agreement, Israel continues airstrikes on Gaza. CBS's Cammie McCormick.
It's time for a deal that includes everybody.
Even while Hamas and Israel appear to be at the closest point yet to sealing a deal, the relatives of hostages held in Gaza are worried it only guarantees the release of some of their loved ones.
This is unacceptable.
Shay Dickman, whose cousin was killed in captivity, objects to the deal being done in phases.
We don't want more hostages left behind, and we don't want to hear about more hostages being killed in captivity.
Russia staged another massive strike on Ukraine. Correspondent Vicky Barker.
President Volodymyr Zelensky claims Ukraine's air defenses shot down at least 30 of the more than 40 incoming missiles. But the authorities were forced to shut down the power grid in multiple parts of the country.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. We'll have a warm-up tonight with snow heading our way. It'll still be cold today with wind chills again below zero at times. The latest is coming up in the forecast. Many warming centers in the area will stay open today. You can find the closest to you by calling 211. Racine residents are invited to commemorate Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. this morning. It'll happen at the wreath-laying ceremony at 10 a.m. at MLK Plaza. Following the ceremony, a program will be held at the King Community Center. The memorial event is hosted by the City of Racine's Parks, Recreation, and Cultural Services Department and the Heritage Committee of Racine. There will be a push to pass that Racine referendum. In other communities where voters are asked to raise taxes, social media and specialized websites are created by the district or municipalities pushing for passage. Racine Unified had a website up within hours of passage by the board. The district is looking to spend an extra $190 million over the next 5 years to slow financial problems. The question is set for the April ballot. Kenosha Unified voters have a referendum on their February ballot, with in-person information sessions taking place until the vote. You may have already seen that cop camera footage from a fiery crash in Racine County. The Sheriff's Department put out that video yesterday, along with news that deputies saved a woman from a burning vehicle. That happened last week following a two-car crash at KR and 45 in Union Grove. The deputies got to the scene to find a Honda on fire with an unresponsive female driver trapped inside. They were able to get her out and used fire extinguishers to douse the flames. And again, one more cold day, the latest coming up in the forecast. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Greg Gard gets number 200. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball. Wisconsin held on at the Kohl Center to win 70-68 over The Ohio State. Badgers head coach Greg Gard with his 200th career win.
As I told the team downstairs, I mean, it's a lot of hard work by a lot of people putting me in this position and a lot of people that should go on that 200.
In Chicago, number 7th ranked Marquette beat DePaul in overtime, 85-83. NBA, the Bucks took over early and beat the Kings 130-115, ending Sacramento's 7-game winning streak. NFL, with the loss of Christian Watson to a torn ACL, Jets wide receiver Davante Adams on what he thinks the Packers should do next.
It's looking right now like obviously they might need some receiver help in one way or the other just based off of what they have available. And you know, maybe a veteran or something in there. I don't know. We'll see.
That's former Packer Davante Adams with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny today with clouds increasing by late this afternoon. It will get a little breezier later today as well. Our high right around 23. Tonight, 18. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 36. We're headed to 41 on Friday. After that, it's going to get cold as we head into next week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 4 above.
I got enough problems. My car broke down. I got nothing but trouble. And every Sunday, I take my family out for a push. I tell you what, my car, when I'm on a road, just once like to see someone pass me without pointing to one of my tires. And I went out last week, I bought the perfect second car, tow truck. And I always get lost, too. When I get lost, I'm lost. Other people get lost, they get direction. You go straight ahead, follow your nose, just follow your nose. No one ever tells me to follow my nose. I always hear things like, you're way off. Not in this town. Then they give me directions like I lost all over again. Go to your sixth light, make a right turn. As soon as I pull away, I'm in trouble. I never know if I should count the first light. Or else they tell me to go straight ahead. Chemists, go straight ahead. As soon as I pull away, I come to a fork in the road. Never happened to you, too?
She's got a ticket to ride. 1965, Beatles, Ticket to Ride. You know, the Beatles were once in talks to star in a Lord of the Rings movie with Paul as Frodo, Ringo as Sam, George as Gandalf, and John as the Gollum. They would approach Stanley Kubrick to direct it, but J.R.R. Tolkien nicked the project. Also, remember the song A Day in the Life from Sgt. Pepper? Yeah. The Beatles used a high-pitched tone that only cats and dogs can hear at the end of their song. It was John's idea. I gotta dig that up. When I have that dog come over to visit, I gotta play that song, see if anything happens. A Day in the Life. I remember the end of that song. Of course, I don't remember a high-pitched squeal because only dogs can hear it. Huh, that's interesting. Hey, it's 710 WRJN, increasing cloudiness today with a high near 23, a chance of snow tonight. Lows 19, partly sunny, 36 the high tomorrow. I like that. Clear in 5 degrees now at Radio Park with the 5 stair steps.
Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. How things will get brighter. Someday, yeah, we'll put it together and we'll get it undone. Someday, when your head is much lighter. Someday, yeah, we'll walk in the rays of a beautiful sun. Someday, when the world is much brighter. Ooh, child. Things will be brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna be easier. Ooh, child, things will be brighter.
News and Tablets hit to WRJN. It's 7:14. Coming up at the 8 o'clock hour, we've got tickets to give away to Over the River and Through the Woods at the Racine Theater Guild. That should be a lot of fun. Don't forget to check our podcast. We have nearly 300 morning show podcasts at WRJN.com on the Civic Media app or wherever you get your podcasts from. Check them out. Okay, we just added 7 more the other day. All right, your brain has to work a lot harder to argue with someone than agree with someone. Huh. In fact, researchers say that when you agree with someone, your brain basically syncs up, like, quote, a musical duet, and you feel calmer. Sometimes you just can't, though. You just can't agree with somebody. You say, I know you're wrong, but, you know, that goes. It's, let's see, 14 past 7 o'clock at WRJN. Paul Harvey's coming up in a few minutes with the rest of the story right now. When a man loves a woman, here's Percy Sledge at WRJN.
When a man loves a woman, can't keep his mind on nothing else. He changed the world for a good thing he's found. If she is bad, he can see it. She can do no wrong. Turn his back on his best friend if he put her down.
Sledge, when a man loves a woman, 717. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Increasing cloudiness today with a high near 23. Look for a chance of snow tonight. Nothing big. Lows around 19. Partly sunny with the big melt coming tomorrow. Highs near 36. Yeah, we should, some of those, I have these ruts in the street because there was a car park in front of my house when they plowed the streets last week. And so when he pulled his car out, all that snow was left and it froze. So you really can't drive there because there are frozen ice ruts where his tires were. Hopefully, tomorrow, that will melt a little bit. Right now, though, it's 5 degrees and clear right here at Radio Park. Do you ever go to a buffet and say, how do they make money with all these people eating all the food at the buffet? They must be losing money, right? So, let's find out how much you have to eat at the buffet for the restaurant to lose money on you. The answer is a lot, a ton. At a regular buffet, you probably have to do at least 5 to 7 pounds of crab legs. At a Chinese buffet, 8 to 10 plates stacked up with meat. At a pizza buffet, at least 4 entire pizzas for them not to make money on you. So the bottom line is, they're making money on you.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. 7-time Super Bowl champ and 1-time husband, Tom Brady, has come under fire all year long for his on-air gaffes while providing color commentary during NFL games. During last week's game between the Packers and Eagles, Brady accidentally referred to the Eagles as the Phillies, then later in the broadcast referred to Packers running back Josh Jacobs as Brandon Jacobs. This comes on the heels of Brady forgetting the name of one of the teams that beat the Packers during a recent telecast. In addition to Brady misspeaking, when his broadcast partner talks to him, he often nods his head so much, a viewer could get vertigo. Yeah, he's not that great, but people on social media are losing their minds over his missteps. Word to the wise, if it's brilliant elocution you're looking for, don't try to find it on an NFL pregame broadcast from the guy who took shots to the head well into his middle age. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Lee's Deli is your go-to for fresh signature subs and chef salads in Racine. Find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, and Taylor Mart on 1813 Taylor Avenue. Hosting a party? Convenient pickup and catering from our Washington Avenue shop make game day party trays a hit, even with a few hours' notice. Kickstart your healthy new year with your favorite sub in a gluten-free wrap or in a bowl to suit any dietary need. Lee's Deli, proudly serving Racine in 2025. One meal at a time.
Hospice Alliance provides patients facing serious illness in southeastern Wisconsin with quality end-of-life care. A community-committed not-for-profit, Hospice Alliance offers supportive care management always in the forefront of patient-focused care and caregiver support. When seeking hospice care, ask for Hospice Alliance, the award-winning community-based nonprofit that gives back through education, services, and grief support. To learn more, visit HospiceAlliance.org. That's HospiceAlliance.org.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park, zip lining through canyon views in Chula's aerial adventure park, and dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Miles and miles of freshly groomed cross-country and hiking trails. Ski, sled, snowshoe. Warm up at our indoor water park. ChulaVistaResort.com.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting great candidates? It seems impossible to find them. Well, they're not hard to find when you know where to go. ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. And because these people are actively looking for jobs just like yours, it's easy to find the right person right away. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a thought about whether fancy cookware is worth your hard-earned dollars. I love cooking, so I have done a lot of research to figure out what is worth my money. One thing I know, fancy nonstick is a no-go. Don't do it. Nonstick pans wear out after a year, maybe two. Once the surface of the pan gets all scrapey scratchy, you gotta throw it out and you gotta replace it. I replace mine roughly once a year. Here's another tip. Don't buy a set of pans. Buy the cookware you need one piece at a time as you need it. For most tasks in my house, cheap cast iron is the go-to. I like it from a yard sale, but if you got to buy new at the store, you can do that too. And this leaves room to say, yeah, if you love to cook, a high-end all-clad or Le Creuset pot, that is the occasional treat that I think can be worth it. Although I would still wait for them to go on sale. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. This is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
For 98 years, WRJN has been Racine's trusted source for local news. And now, we brought back the timeless hits, too. Spanning the greatest music from the biggest stars of rock and roll, like Elvis, Marvin Gaye, The Supremes, The Monkees, Love and Spoonful, The Beatles, Chuck Berry, and more. Your home for local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Your touch has thrilled me like the rush of the wind, and your arms have held me safe from a rolling sea. There's always been a quiet place to harbor you and me.
Our love is like a ship on the ocean. We've been sailing with a cargo full of love and devotion.
Don't rock the boat, baby.
Rock the boat.
Don't tip the boat over.
Rock the boat.
Don't rock the boat, baby.
Rock the boat.
Up to now we sailed through every storm, and I've always had your tender lips to keep me warm. Oh, I need to have the strength that flows from you. Don't let me drift away, my dear, when love can see me through.
Our love is like a ship on the ocean. We've been sailing with a cargo full of love and devotion. So I'd like to know where you got the notion. Said I'd like to know where you got the notion.
News, timeless hits here at WRJN. I'm Don Rosen. I want to thank you for joining me here this morning. I got a thing for you here. It's kind of controversial. There's a Reddit post going viral now where a woman posted about her husband's controversial technique to cool off a hot pizza. He runs it under cold water and then eats it. People not reacting well to that at all. How about Paul Harvey now? How about the rest of the story?
The rest of the story. Once upon a time, there was a little boy named Phineas Taylor. He'd been born and properly christened in 1810 in the sleepy parish of Bethel, Connecticut. In fact, one might say that the little boy's dreams began at his christening, for you see, it was then that a kindly old grandfather, Taylor, presented the newborn Phineas with a deed, a sizable parcel of land on the outskirts of the parish, a property to which grandfather referred as Ivy Island. So, from Phineas's earliest youth, he was reminded by all with whom he came in contact that he was a landowner. Young Phineas was the richest boy in town, his grandfather always said, because he owned every acre of Ivy Island, the most valuable farm in Connecticut. And while the daydreams of other little boys and girls were filled with dragons and knights, Phineas's fantasies were based on the reality of his inheritance. One day he would be the lord of Ivy Island. That promised land of rippling streams, waving grain, upon which Mother Nature had bestowed her finest riches. Phineas was satisfied with these dreams until the summer of 1820, when he was 10. And it was then that his father gave in to the endless pleas and agreed to take young Phineas to see Ivy Island for the first time. Three sleepless nights preceded the expedition. Then one bright morning, Phineas and his father and a hired hand began that long-awaited journey to a young boy's promised land. Over the hill and field, Phineas kept inquiring, "How close are we?" And his father would answer, "They were very close, indeed." Finally, Dad pointed north to the end of a long meadow and beyond to a row of tall trees reaching magnificently into the sky. "There," he said, "there it is, Ivy Island." Young Phineas, overcome with the joy of anticipation, could wait no longer. He dashed out into the meadow, leaving his father far behind. Out to the end of the meadow, into the row of stately trees, and to the land which lay beyond. And it was there that the boy stood wide-eyed to learn that Ivy Island, the property deeded to Phineas at birth, described by his grandfather as the most valuable farm in the state, in reality was five barren acres of worthless snake-infested marshland. Struggling ugly vines clung for their lives to a few straggling trees in the midst of a dismal swamp, and nothing more. And as the stunned 10-year-old continued to gaze upon the shattering dematerialization of his dream, his father, the hired hand who had accompanied them, roared with laughter. For years, young Phineas had been the laughingstock of his family and his neighborhood, and he hadn't known until now. When he returned home, Phineas was soberly congratulated by Grandfather Taylor. The gift of Ivy Island had been the most protracted practical joke that the old gentleman had ever staged. 10-year-old Phineas was not laughing. And though eventually he forgave, he never forgot. For that one devastating instance of childhood disillusionment, that one humiliating practical joke shaped the rest of his life. He became the epitome of deceit. He became the ultimate con artist, a man determined to prove that the world is full of fools. Because once he was deceived by his own grandfather, he was inspired to make a lifelong career of deception. For the boy whose fondest hopes once rested in a soggy patch of worthless real estate became the master of the greatest show on earth. The man who boldly declared that there was a sucker born every minute spent his life proving it. For Phineas Taylor was P.T. Barnum. And now you know the rest of the story.
And for another rest of the story, Dan Marcus has one for you. 12:05 this afternoon. Learn how your business can be a sponsor of one of the most popular radio shows ever to air on WRJN. Call us during business hours. Phone number 262-634-3311. 262-634-3311. Everybody loves Paul Harvey and the rest of the story. 7:31. Let's check news. Here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Racine residents are invited to commemorate Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. this morning. It'll happen at the wreath-laying ceremony at 10 a.m. at MLK Plaza. Following the ceremony, a program will be held at the King Community Center. The memorial event is hosted by the City of Racine's Parks, Recreation, and Cultural Services Department and the Heritage Committee of Racine. The charges against the Racine County Jail inmate killed in the lockup has had charges officially dismissed. After the death of 35-year-old Joseph Lee, the DA's office needed to go through the procedure and officially dismiss the offenses against him. Lee was attacked and killed in the jail, allegedly by Devontae Carraway. Carraway is facing homicide charges for the jail death and also faces previous attempted homicide charges. There's a Blarney Stone battle brewing between Racine and Kenosha. The city of Kenosha will host its first ever St. Patrick's Day parade on Saturday, March 15th. Like their Racine counterparts, on the same day, there will be a celebration of Irish culture and a parade through downtown. The point of difference is a plan to dye the Kenosha Harbor green. Community groups can march. There's a sign up on the City of Kenosha website. Racine's Little Port Brewing Company isn't the only local brewer going away. Four brewers based in southeastern Wisconsin have recently announced plans to close, with recent demographic trends showing young people just aren't drinking as much as their older counterparts. The owners of Little Port do say they want to get back in the game and that their closure has more to do with investor relations. They do want to find a new place to make beer. Little Port had been in operation at 3rd in Wisconsin since 2021. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Michigan and California, the two states continuing to add cases of high-path avian influenza in their dairy herd. I'm PM Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Wednesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. According to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, it's not just the wildfires decimating California. As of yesterday, California had still documented more than 30 new cases of high-path avian influenza in their dairy herd. Michigan, fewer than five. Bryce Windecker, broker analyst with EverAg, says that impact on California's dairy herd is likely going to show up in our December milk production report.
That certainly helped sustain a December to January rally, you know, very, very counter-seasonal. And from what we've been hearing, they hit, I would say, they peaked out at their bird flu effect at about the second, third week in December. So I would expect another poor milk production report coming out of California here in the next couple of weeks when that December report comes out. And then it does sound like they have recovered, but certainly a lot more culling than in other milk sheds.
Bryce Windecker, a dairy farmer himself and also a broker analyst with EverAg in New York State. The U.S. Department of Agriculture will release the December milk production figures next Wednesday, January 22nd. As of this morning, Michigan and California, the only two remaining states with any cases of high-path avian influenza in their dairy herds at all.
Veltima fungicide out-yields the competition by an average of 7 bushels per acre. but you've never been average. The only competition that really matters is you versus you. And with the performance of Veltima fungicide from BASF, you can take your best results even further. Beat your own record. Get every bushel you deserve. And make this your best season yet with Veltima fungicide from BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
Make the best of wintertime fun at the 4th Annual Sun Prairie Frozen Fest, January 29th through February 2nd, presented by the Bank of Sun Prairie. It's a fantastic opportunity to enjoy a variety of winter activities like the puzzle contest, cardboard sled classic, winter beer garden, bonfire, hibernation hustle 5K, pancake breakfast, and the 77th Annual Groundhog Day Prognostication. For more about Frozen Fest, log on to cityofsunprairie.com.
On Tuesday, barrel cheese was down a penny at 187. The 40-pound block cheese also dropped a penny at 190. Double A butter down 3¾ cents, closed 257.5 per pound. This morning, we've got December corn unchanged. The November new crop beans are up a penny at 1051. July wheat's up 2 at 566. I'm PM Yankee.
Mostly sunny today with clouds increasing by late this afternoon. It will get a little breezier later today as well. Our high right around 23. Tonight, 18. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 36. We're headed to 41 on Friday. After that, it's going to get cold as we head into next week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 3 above.
I went on a date for my birthday. The date was terrible because the girl I was with, she had these rules for me, right? That's what happened to me. I was walking this girl back home, and she grabbed my hand and then pulled me over to the outside of the sidewalk. And I was like, why'd you pull me over here? She goes, Jermaine, a real man's supposed to walk on the outside of the sidewalk just in case a car comes or hops the curb, it's gonna hit you first. I'm 140 pounds, I'm not stopping metal, you know what I mean? Can't flip a car. I'm too skinny. And then she got mad at me. She's like, no, Jermaine, you gotta protect me. Protect me. I'm like, why are people trying to kill you in the first place? Who's after you? And I can't explain that to the cops at all, you know? It's like, what's that, officer? Oh, yeah, the car hopped the curb and hit her. Yeah. How I survive? Oh, I had on Nike. She had on high heels. So, can't dodge cars in the pumps.
Reach out. Reach out. I'll be there. 740 local news and timeless hits at WRJN. 8 o'clock hour this morning. In that hour, we're giving away tickets to the Racine Theater Guild production of Over the River and Through the Woods. You can win them. Be listening to the 8 o'clock hour this morning. All right. How much are you packing right now? You packing anything? Talking about money, by the way. The average American has $22 cash on them at any given moment. The study also found that 1 in 5 people carry more than 100 bucks, and about 5% of people have a $100 bill on them right now. Here's a little trick to find out if it's a real $100 bill. A lot of people don't know this, but I'm going to tell you. If you get a $100 bill, and I'm talking about one that was made 100 years ago, I'm talking about a recent one, you'll see what looks like a black strip running down the middle of the bill. It's not painted on. It's actually put on there. And to tell if it's real, start at the bottom of the bill and take a toothpick and you can run it into that strip. In other words, that strip is not painted on. It's just like a piece of material on there or paper, whatever they put it on there. You should be able to take a toothpick and put it right through the center of that strip. And that's how you know. Here's another way you can know. Underneath the serial number, there's a letter. And there's a number next to that letter. And the number has to correspond to the place in the alphabet where that letter is. For example, if you have a D, the number 4's got to be after it. If you have an E, the number 5, and so on and so on. And that's how you can tell if it's a real bill. So take that toothpick and stick it under that little black thing you see going down the center of the bill over the face of the president there. Just push it in there and you should be able to do it. If you do it, it's a real $100 bill because counterfeiters can't do that. I told the lady at the bank that when she had a $100 bill in her hand, she didn't know what I was talking about. Shouldn't the people at the bank know how to tell if it's a fake $100 bill? You would think so, huh? All right, we've got sunshine, 4 degrees at Radio Park now. Diana Ross, Supremes, and Love Child. News and timeless hits at WRJN with increasing cloudiness today, high near 23. Chance of snow tonight, lows around 19, partly sunny with a high near 36 tomorrow. I like that. In the 40s on Friday. I like that even better. Sunny and 4 degrees now at Radio Park. How many times a day do you look down at your cell phone? 100, 200. We're in the hundreds, obviously, on this, right? All right. A study found that we're developing all sorts of unattractive side effects from constantly looking down at our phones. Constantly bending our necks leads to sagging skin, drooping jowls, and wrinkles at the bottom of your neck that shouldn't show up until you're much, much older. Let me see. Oh, yeah, I do have that. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Saggy skin, bottom of the neck, jowls. Oh, yeah. It's happening.
Well, since you put me down, I bet I'm doing in my head. I commit late at night.
Help me, Rhonda, 748. Local news, timeless hits, WRGN. And please help the victims of the devastating fires in California. You'll find an easy way to donate for... Are you ready? I want to write this down. Convoy of Hope. And you can do this at our website, civicmedia.us. That's civicmedia.us, Convoy of Hope. And you'll see it at our website, civicmedia.us. And thank you. You know, the average person gets 36 emails every single week that are absolutely pointless. Here they are. Wishing someone a happy birthday. The printer is broken. There's going to be a fire drill. Really? Someone new is starting today. Make sure you go and say hi. Who left something in the copy machine? Congratulations messages on the about a job well done. Someone left the lights on. The food is missing from the fridge. Someone stole my stapler. We're out of coffee. And take that moldy stuff out of the refrigerator. That's about it, right? All those. We don't gotta get a lot of emails here. They really don't. They don't send out a lot at all. You know, we just leave the moldy stuff in the fridge. Nobody cares. And no, there's no emails about that. 749, local news, Tamla Sits at WRJN. Don't forget, in the 8 o'clock hour, we've got tickets to give away to the Racine Theater Guild, Over the River and Through the Woods. You might win them.
After the loss of a loved one, you or someone close to you might benefit from grief support. Hospice Alliance is here to help. As your community hospice, individual, group, and even children's programs are available to help. Serving Racine, Kenosha, Southern Milwaukee, and Eastern Walworth counties. Learn more about Hospice Alliance's services and grief assistance. Visit hospicealliance.org.
Easy Mobility Solutions helps you reclaim your freedom and live life on your terms.
Travel with ease in a Golden or Pride power scooter or power chair designed for easy transport wherever you go. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider with care credit options also offers power lift recliners with heat and massage features, keeping you comfortable and independent at home. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic, physical therapy, or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into RacineDiscCenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Celebrate the first anniversary of the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha, where locals satisfy their sweet tooth. Delight in a variety of cobblers, cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls, perfect on a cold winter's day. Plus, now through January 20th, enjoy exclusive specials, commemorative t-shirts, and scratch-off tickets. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Only today at WRJN Big Deals.
These eyes cry every night.
besides the Guess Who, 7:55. Local news, time to sense WRJN. I see eBay has to pay a $3 million fine after employees sent live spiders, cockroaches, and other disturbing items to the home of a Massachusetts couple who put out a newsletter that was critical of eBay. $3 million they got to pay for that little stunt. Hope they take it out of their salaries. Apple pizzas, pumpkin pie, Jay the Techniques.
Ready or not, here I come. See that used to be such fun. Apple pizzas, pumpkin pie. Who not ready or not? That's a game we used to play. Yeah. Hide and seek was its name.
Pumpkin pie. Speaking about food, you're looking for a fast food lunch today. You know, McDonald's is the most expensive in Alaska and the least expensive in Wyoming. I gotta believe New York City's getting more expensive. No value meals for those McDonald's in New York City. Remember years ago, I went to a Burger King there, and this was years ago. It was $5 for a Whopper, and that's with just the sandwich. I gotta believe New York's more expensive than Alaska, but that's what they say. Give me some lovin', Spencer Davis. Gimme. Some Lovin', Spencer Davis Group, local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. It's 8 o'clock.
News and timeless hits, WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Millions of Southern Californians are back on high alert with powerful Santa Ana winds expected to peak.